It's time for Talk Back. We've got a boatload of children who have been out doing phenology, and we are thrilled for them. We hope that you enjoy this program. We know that the voices of the children can oftentimes help center us and maybe get us back into a little bit of nature ourselves. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Our first report this week comes from Michelle Martin, who is reporting for her class at Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield.
Hi, folks. This is Michelle from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. Our student phenologists have taken the week off, but there are a couple of big events they wanted to share. First of all, our red oak is leafing out. The birch catkins have elongated, and there are many flowers, including bellflower, violets, creeping Charlie, and my grandma's favorite, Dutchman's breeches. We saw our first groundhog on Friday, and we saw our first oriole today. There's a rumor of a Hummer sighting, but it hasn't been confirmed by anyone in the class yet. Maybe next week. This has been Prairie Creek, one more step along the phenology journey.
Wow, thank you, Michelle. Great report. It's good to know that things are coming this way. Orioles, the birches are definitely getting close. I saw the first green tips on the birch buds up here yesterday, and Dutchman's breeches. Wow, that's a rare one up here. Every once in a while you stumble across the Dutchman's breeches, but certainly a good sign of spring. Our next report comes from Ava, Lucy, and Molly, who are students with Tara Orsted's class at Shakopee West Middle School.
Hey guys, this is
Ava,
Lucy, and Molly from Ms. Orsted's 7th grade life science class. We are reporting from Shakopee West Middle School's Life Lab Garden for the week of May 1st. Here are new phenology observations for this week.
Painted turtles are back from their winter slumber. They have been seen sunning themselves on edges of ponds as of Tuesday, May 2nd.
We have seen leaf bud bursts around school and can't wait to plant our seedlings that we've been growing inside, outdoors in the next week or two. We are now at 14 hours and 30 minutes of daylight.
The May full moon was Friday night, May 5th. It's also called the leafing out moon by the Ojibwe and the planting moon by the Lakota.
Painted lady butterflies were spotted resting on a wall and looked a little rough from their travels.
Dandelion flowers and bloodroot have opened with these warm sunny days for our first pollinators.
Our redbud tree in the Life Lab is almost at bud burst. The small purple-pink flowers will be a welcome sign of spring.
The Minnesota River continued to go over its banks, downtown flooding Huber Park.
Braden has raised painted butterflies and has seen 4 of his 10 cocoons hatch.
This has been our phenology report.
Work hard and keep exploring.
Yeah. Especially the exploring part. I'm past hard work, I hope. Painted turtles are out. Good. I haven't seen any yet, but maybe it's just that I haven't been in their neighborhood. They're having bud burst on many of their plants. Painted lady butterflies, dandelions, red buds, and bloodroot. And I haven't seen a dandelion yet, but if you go to the south side of any large brick building, I'm guessing that you might find one, even this far north. Our next report comes from Samir, Sylvie, Leah, Viva, Breck, Charlie, and Devea from Natalie Pearson's 5th grade class at Kenwood Community School in Minneapolis.
Hello, we're here this week from Kenwood Community School in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And first off, we have Samir. Samir, what did you see in nature this week?
Hey, I'm Samir, and I'm from Kenwood Community Schools. And also, owls kind of look like the ball, like a feather ball for me. I couldn't see anything else. Grass is growing, leaves is growing.
Hey, I'm Yas from Kenwood Community School, and this week I saw more dandelions, and I noticed the air smells different. And I saw more birds and owls.
Next, I'm here with Breck. And Breck, what did you see in nature this week?
We might have saw a fox and 3 owls.
I'm Sylvie, and today in nature, I saw poppies, nettles, and 2 great blue heron. Hi, I'm Viva, and on the nature walk, I saw a lot of flowers. There were lots of leaves, and surprisingly, a lot of purple martins, and we saw two little baby owls and another big owl watching them way up in trees, and they were great horned owls, and they were really awesome.
Next, I'm here with Charlie. And Charlie, what did you see in nature this week?
I saw four owls, a few ducks, and I saw like cattails.
Next, I'm up with Devea. And Devea, what did you see in nature this week?
So this week I saw three owls, a harrow, dog, birds, lake, trees, grass, redwing, blackbirds, squirrels, sand, and a dead bird and a duck.
Next up, we have Leah. And Leah, what did you see in nature this week?
I see leaves, logs, owls, lakes, red wing, blackbird, squirrels, sand, a mallard, and I also seen a dead bird in the tree.
Wow, thank you. I'm thrilled. Those kids got out. They all got a chance to see great horned owls. There must be a nest nearby so that they got a chance to see these. That is such a thrill. Those are they're common and they are ubiquitous across the United States, but they are not easily seen. So congratulations. What a great find. Dandelions, foxes, nettles, great blue herons, purple martins, red-winged blackbirds, frogs. They had a great time out in the wilds, and you can join them. It's pretty easy. You just got to open your door and take a hike. Our next report comes from Isla Jacoby and the students from Crooked Lake Elementary School in Andover, and their report from the Long Lake Conservation Center.
Hello, this is Isla.
And I'm Jacoby from Crooked Lake Elementary School in Andover. During our trip in Long Lake Conservation Center, May 3rd through the 5th, we had beautiful spring weather. There were several wildlife sightings down at the Long Lake Beach, including beavers, turkeys, a pair of loons, and a painted turtle basking in the sun. We discovered a dead perch on the beach, and the next day a bald eagle was seen picking it up and flying away with it. There have been a number of dead fish found, likely the result of a small winter kill. One of the highlights was getting to see a hatchling painted turtle. It must have hatched earlier in the day. We are happy it made it to the lake. The first Long Lake leopard frog of the year was discovered on a path between the marsh and the lake. It was big and did not look like it was quite ready for spring. It was moving very slowly. Garter snakes were seen in good numbers in the woods. We even found some that were killed by cars trying to cross the road.
Flowers are back. We saw Siberian squills, now native species, with blue flowers that can be mistaken for native blue-eyed grass. We also found a dandelion and a leatherleaf plants in the bog have flower buds. Also in the bog, the tamarack trees have tiny bright green needle bundles. More birds sighted, including blue jays, white-throat sparrows, yellow-rumped warblers, hooded and common merriam-gansers, and woodpeckers. The woodcock were heard hunting in the evening. A number of ticks were found, and a mean one was pulled off the group. Yuck. Our group also saw the season's first wasps. Deep in the woods, there are still a few small piles of snow left, but it's almost all gone. We had a sunny time in nature, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Yeah, thank you. Good report from Crooked Lake Elementary School, staying at Long Lake Conservation Center. Turtles, including a hatchling. Now, those hatchlings, those quarter to 50-cent-sized turtles that you find, those painted turtles, those were eggs that were laid last spring, probably in June, and they overwintered in the nest and then emerged this spring. So anytime you find this time of year, especially if you're out working in your garden or something and you find these small painted turtles, they probably are just emerging from their nest where the mother laid the eggs a year ago or nearly a year ago. Squill, dandelions, leatherleaf blooming. My leatherleaf is, I looked at it yesterday. The buds are swollen and white, but no open flowers yet. Garter snakes, woodcock, leopard frogs, just a lot of things going on. This is a big time of year, and I'm glad that the kids got a chance to get out and check it out. Our next report comes from Rio, who is from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's classes at the North Shore Community School in Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of April 29th, 2023. My name is Lindsay and I'm your phonologist for this week. On Sunday, April 30th, 40 to 50 mile wind gusts were reported in Duluth. Ms. Rolfe's hostas and milkweed have erupted from the ground over the past weekend. Ms. Jackson had some daffodils at her house open up on Monday, May 1st. Laura has seen some dandelions in her yard on Wednesday, May 3rd. The red dogwood along Ryan Road at our school is now visible since the snow is all melted as of this week. On Tuesday, May 2nd, Ms. Urban noticed that the red maples in the school forest were blooming. Look for clusters of small red flowers on the tips of their branches. On Thursday, May 4th, while Rio was at the school compost bin, she saw three dandelions for the first time this year. On Wednesday, May 3rd, Miss Urban saw tree swallows on the power lines outside of the front entrance to the school. On Tuesday, May 4th, she heard a hermit thrush singing in the school forest, one of her favorite bird songs. Winter wrens have been singing in the school forest as well as ruby-crowned kinglets. Yellow-bellied sapsuckers have been very active. They have been seen flying from tree to tree, calling and drumming on tree trunks. On May 4th, Evan observed two geese on Lismore Road. These are the first geese he has seen this year. Miss Jackson heard the first spring peepers in the swale by the playground on Thursday, May 4th. On May 5th, Miss Rolfe's class saw many frogs in frog spawn. The frogs were making quite a ruckus, croaking very loudly. Frogs croak to attract mates, even if they don't see or hear other frogs croaking. It is an innate behavior and is especially common during a frog's mating season in the spring after it rains. Miss Pearson saw a morning cloak butterfly by Shelter 2 on May 2nd. The next day, Wayne found a slug on the forest floor. Miss Rolfe's class spotted an alfalfa butterfly during EE class on May 4th. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Lindsay. Nice job. Lots of things going on in Duluth. The milkweed are up. Dandelions are blooming. The red maples began to bloom last week. Tree swallows are sort of getting away from the watery environs where they spend their first visits to the north. Hermit thrush, oh, what a lovely song. And the winter wren also. For a pint-sized bird, the winter wren has a song that just goes on and on and on. It's a beauty. And I've noticed the yellow-bellied sapsuckers doing a lot of, making a lot of racket trying to establish territories for themselves. Peepers singing down there on the 4th of May and morning cloak butterflies. All good observations and great excuses to get you out into the woods. Our next report comes from Hank, Oscar, and Cooper. They are from Nate's class at Baxter Elementary School.
Hello from Mr. Mazikovic's class at Baxter Elementary School.
This is the phonology report for the week of May 1st.
My name is Hank.
My name is Oscar.
My name is Cooper.
And we are the phonologists for this week.
We had our first thunderstorm on Saturday the 6th. Most people's grass is green, but not mine.
Penny's lake is swimmable, but very cold.
The oak buds are breaking open, and there is leaf break on some trees. Our beet and American hazel has broke bud.
We spotted a hepatica on Sunday, our first of the year.
We heard some spring peepers on May 2nd.
Jack spotted some gardener snakes on the 6th.
There was a turtle spotted by Anthony on the 7th.
Annie spotted an unidentified dragonfly on May 4th.
We heard some crickets on the 4th.
I'm pretty sure I saw a golden eagle on the 7th.
Hank spotted a ruby-throated hummingbird on the 7th.
We spotted a brown thrasher on the 4th. This concludes the phonology part. Have a great week and be observant.
Wow, what a great day in Baxter. Thunderstorms, oaks and hazels breaking bud, hepaticas in bloom, a dragonfly. It's probably either the green darner, which is migratory, or there's a meadowhawk whose name escapes me right now. Also, variegated meadowhawk is also a migratory dragonfly, and those are the two most common ones that we see early in the year. And they had a hummingbird at Baxter, so that was amazing. I haven't, orioles and hummingbirds typically arrive together, and they had orioles down in Northfield, but no hummers, and the kids up in Baxter saw a hummingbird. That's a really great discovery. Our next report comes from Addie, Emmeline, and Alexa from Deanne Trottier's class at Eagle View Elementary School in Pequot Lakes.
We are here to give the phonology report from Eagle View Elementary for Monday, May 8th, 2023.
Our last bit of snow finally melted on Friday. Four high school students came to our school to volunteer during Day of Caring on Wednesday. They did spring cleanup in our nature center, and it looks great. They found rhubarb starting to grow, and tulip bulbs we planted last fall are poking through the soil in our garden boxes around our school. The bulbs are getting bigger on the aspen and maple trees. We are hoping to have leaves soon.
Our third grade classes have been learning about the life cycles of trees and have seen many decomposers looking at rotten trees on the forest floor. They have also been learning about differences between lichens and moss. They are surprised at how green the moss is.
We have seen many male mallard, duck, Canada geese, and swans on Rice Lake. There are two beavers who have been very busy cutting down small trees by the lake. Their dam is getting bigger every day, and the levels of the water is very high.
In spring, peepers have been very loud at night. Oscar, a first grader at our school, brought some frog eggs into school. We have them in a tank filled with lake water, and we are waiting for them to hatch. This morning, we have about 40 tiny tadpoles.
This is
Addie, Emmeline,
and Alexa reporting from Pequot Lakes.
Nice job, kids. Great report. Lots of things going on there. Rhubarb is up. Tulips are up. Maple buds are swollen. They're learning about the decomposers in the forest and male mallards. You're seeing a lot of male mallards because the females are on their nests. They've laid their eggs and now they're starting to brood them. So keep an eye out for that. That's a good indicator that spring is definitely moving forward. Beavers working hard to build their dam, and spring peepers along with some frog eggs that became tadpoles already. So wonderful. Great observations from Pequot Lakes. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
We've got some more student phonology reports coming up for you, and then more news from National Public Radio and John's Phonology at about 7:20.
Yes, we have. And our next is from the Wobbin School Forest. And Tyler, Lily, and Riley are our reporters. Courtney Farwell and Nick Lenzens are the teachers at Wobbin.
Bonjour, getting away, Madonna and Anik.
Hello, all our relatives.
Our names are Tyler,
Lily,
and Riley.
We're here with the Lab and School Forest Phenology Report.
We've noticed all of the snow is gone and many of the lakes do not have ice anymore. After the strong winds we had this week, last weekend we had gusts of wind that got up to 50 miles per hour. We've also noticed that the grass at the school is turning green. We have spotted blooming flowers, including the round-lobed hepatica and bloodroot. One interesting fact we learned about bloodroot is the leaves curl up around the stem. We wonder if it does this to protect itself from bugs or other predators.
One of our classmates saw a leech on a rock in Jewelby Lake. This week we have seen lots of butterflies and mosquitoes. A student saw a turtle on the road. We've also spotted a coyote on one of our deer cameras at the forest at 1 in the morning. We wonder if it travels with a pack or by itself. Also, our coyote is nocturnal.
Our tapping season is done and we have finished boiling our sap to make syrup. We collected 300 gallons of sap due to a spilling and other mishaps. We boiled 285 gallons, which gave us about 5.5 gallons of syrup. This means it took us 51 8/10 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of syrup. Thank you for listening to the Wabin School Forest Phenology Report.
Living the nature life.
Great job. Great job, boy. Nice going over there at WAB. And snow is gone. Ice is out. 50-mile-an-hour winds. That'll help take the ice out. Hepatica blooming. Blood roots are up and blooming. And the leaves do kind of close in around the stem. I think that that's maybe just a way of sort of insulating the whole thing because they bloom really early. I don't know that the leaves quickly spread away from the stem as things warm up, and I expect that that's maybe why they do that. Mosquitoes, coyotes. Coyotes are, they're mostly nocturnal or crepuscular. That would be morning and evening, not so much during the day. They don't like to be seen if they can help it, but they're members of the dog family, and they're like a dog, you know. If they're hungry, they're going to go look for food. So you might see a coyote anytime, but they are much more comfortable in the dark. 5.5 gallons of syrup from a total of 275 gallons of sap and 51.8 gallons of sap to get a gallon of syrup. That's pretty good. And the kids were up to doing the math. I think that's wonderful. Wonderful experience. Our next report is from Levi, who is reporting from Colin Cody's class at West Elementary School in Grand Rapids.
Hello, my name is Levi. This is our phenology report from Mr. Cody's fourth grade classroom at West Elementary School. The date was May 2nd, 2023. The weather was very nice but a little breezy. We chose to use the walk to take care of winter's leftover trash. In doing so, we also had some time for some observations. Our red maple and paper birch started to bud break. The sugar maple, butternut, and speckled onush had showed no change. The basswood showed color change and swelling buds. Silver Bay was mostly ice-free. We heard Canadian goose and several songbirds. Lastly, we saw two swans.
Nice job, Levi. Good on you guys. You know, you went out and did that and collected the trash. That was so nice. I was so pleased to hear that. It's just a nice action for anybody to go out and just kind of clean up their neighborhood a little bit. I appreciate the fact that you guys did that. Red maple buds breaking, basswood buds are swelling, and others observations that they made will go unchecked until later today. Our last report this morning comes from Hillary, who is reporting from Andrew Pearson's class at Lake of the Woods School in Bidette.
This is Hillary Block with the phenology report from Bidette for April 29th through May 5th. The coarse wood and leopard frogs have been actively calling. Zach witnessed a pike spying in the creek by his house over the weekend. Other recent happenings including the arrival of pelicans, white-throated sparrows, and a goose nest. On Wednesday afternoon, our math lesson was rudely interrupted when a morning croak butterfly was seen dappling among the branches of our maple tree looking for sweet sap.
Nice. Thank you for that great report. Chorus wood and leopard frogs all singing up there as they are here. The geese are working on or occupying nests. And a morning cloak butterfly interrupted school. You know, I always thought there was more to learn by looking out the window than there was to listening to the teacher drone on about math or some other worthless subject. But that was just me and the kids up at Badette. Congratulations. And thank you all for those great reports.